produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
I've walked a lonely road, borne some heavy loads. Sin had consumed my life, and every day was a fight. I had forged my path right beneath God's wrath. I lived life my way.
Bye. Hello, my name is author Tammy T. Polk, and I want to welcome you to a winning business season, 8 steps to building your business. In this quick audiobook, we are going to talk about 8 steps that will help you to win in business, just like the title says. By way of introduction, have you ever watched a sports season? I'm certain that you have. Regardless of the sport, you see them take specific steps in order to build a winning team. When it comes to building your business, having that same process is helpful. The first thing that you will see any sports team do is scout. They want to see who people are talking about. They make visits. They check people's social media. They look at reviews. They look at testimonials. They look at their track record and things of that nature. The same applies to you as a business owner, because when you are looking for people to work with, there are a myriad of people that you are looking to add to your team. We are talking about your business coaches, mentors, and certain business consultants, HR people, PR people, brandologists, medical people, because you want to keep your health in check. You're looking for brand ambassadors. You're looking for clientele. Most of all. So when it comes to building and crafting the team that's going to lead you to a winning business season, you also have to know that not everybody who is interested in helping you is eligible, able, and apt to do so. You have to make sure that they understand the mission and the vision for your business as it stands, and that they are not trying to take over and force their views on you. I often tell clients of my own that everyone's blueprint is not meant for you to follow. And that applies in business when you are building your team of these individuals. You want to make sure that what you are presented is going to work within the scope and within the spectrum of your business. It is not that you automatically or immediately dismiss them, but you simply ask yourself, does what they are presenting me work with the mission, vision, value system, and goals that I have for my business at this point? And if they don't, never be afraid to say so. So now, what do you do? Once you have your list, you move into the second phase of your business season, and that is the draft. This is where you cement who it is that you want to work with. This is the time when you sit down with those people and say, I like what you have to offer. I need you on my team. What is it going to take in order for me to have you on my squad, for me to have this winning business season. And if you have gotten to this point, you already know that you are going to have to invest three things. And if you know anything about my work, you know that I talk about these three things a lot. And that is time, money, and effort. In order to have a winning business season at the draft stage, that is when you figure out how much time, money, and effort is going to have to be invested with those people that you choose to work with. Now, I will say this. You can't be stingy, nor can you be cheap, because there is a difference between not being able to afford to invest time, money, and effort into something and not wanting to do it. And trust me, whoever these people are that you're sitting across the draft table with, they will know which side of the spectrum you are on, and they will treat you accordingly. So with that in mind, you have to be careful with what you yourself are bringing to the table as far as these investments go. Because one thing about coaches, mentors, consultants, and people like that, if they even smell the stench of you pulling back, they are only going to negotiate so much before they get up from the table and walk. So you have to put all of your cards on the table without insulting their zone of genius. Never ever come to the draft table and lowball somebody. You are wasting both your time and theirs. And trust me, if they walk away from that table and you try to bring them back, they will most assuredly remember how your last interaction went. And should they come back to the table, they're coming back with a preconceived notion, and you could have changed and realized that you were wrong. However, they will not see that right away. And now you are doing damage control. So now you say, I've sat at the table. I've made my investment. My draft class is built. What do I do next? That is when training camp starts. Training camp is when you sit down with those people who you are gleaning from and start doing the work, putting together your programs, products, services, policies, and procedures so that you can get the strongest start possible. That is when they start conditioning, start challenging you to make certain changes, start helping you to see why you need to cut away or cut back certain things that are not going to help you in both the short and the long run. Now, just like an athlete on the field, you're going to turn into a 3-year-old. There will be some things that they will tell you that you know that they are right about, but because of the time, an effort that needs to be expended in order to do it, you are going to fight like a child in spaghetti mode. And you have to be careful with that as well, because you can lose the people whom you are meant to work with at the training camp stage because you have a babypreneur mentality and you are not teachable. Trust me when I say they will not be around you long. So you want to leverage the experience that training camp brings. This is your learning time. Because when preseason comes, that is the time of building even further. This is when you start priming the pump and letting those whom you are meant to serve know that you are out there, that you're coming, and what you're coming with. So the things that you do during the preseason don't have a heavy bearing on your business. However, what you do in the preseason and the time and effort that you expend is going to set the stage for how the regular season goes. So your regular season is divided into two sections, really three. That first quarter is all about you hitting it hard, letting people know who you are, what you do, what you offer, what problems you solve, how what you do is going to benefit them. This is when you start focusing on showing up, showing out, showing your zone of genius, and showing your dominance in what it is that you do. That's the first quarter. The second quarter, you've gotten a handle on it. People kind of know who you are. They know what you do. They know what you're about. So now you're cultivating those relationships and those connections that you built during the preseason and that first quarter. Now you're moving to the next level and doing a little bit more, a little bit greater, a little bit better. Then comes halftime. Halftime is your evaluation season. That's when you sit still for an extended amount of time and you say, okay, what went right? What went wrong? What do I need to do more of? What do I need to do less of? What do I not need to offer anymore? Is there anyone on my team that I need to let go because their time with me is done? Or do I need to replace them because they are no longer serving me? Are there clients that I am working with who I need to close out and let them go because they're stressing me out? And I understand now that all money isn't good money. So during your halftime, that's when you sit still and say, okay, let me process this thing because something is not right. Then you go into the third quarter with that new game plan in mind. So you know that the third quarter and the fourth quarter, That is when you hit it hard. You are maximizing every change that you have made. And now people are understanding and they are seeing that you are in it for the long haul. Then when you get to, and I combine these last two, the playoffs and the off season, you already know who and what you're up against in the near and immediate future. So now you start planning as to how you are going to take that on. And you make sure that before you rest, before you take that off season, you have yourself, your team, your mission, and your message ready for your next season. You know you can't go into the off season or the postseason not being ready to not have to scramble when you come back. So you have to expend the time to ensure that your programs, policies, and procedures can still go on during that off season. You have to keep the lines of communication open. Not as much as you did when things were blowing, going, and active, but you never want somebody who works with, for, or alongside you to not be able to reach you for an extended amount of time. You don't want to leave them out there by themselves. Now, I am going to cut it off there. And I am going to leave you to think. With the 8 things that I have presented, are you in line for a winning season? I sincerely hope so. And I look forward to seeing you accomplish it. God bless, Godspeed in all that you do. Keep charging and make something happen.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.